Bill Cars? Okay.
Is the EO report, I think.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice report.
Oh, I have a long...
Oh, actually, there's something before that.
Yes, there's the board member reports.
Yes, and Dr. Hunter went to Sacramento to a state board meeting, which was something I had been in the loop with through the chair's meetings every month with TAM. And the state board is undergoing a strategic review and update. Michael Thomas is directly involved in that. And this was the stakeholder group Monica. Invitation. Yeah, Monica. So Monica was kind enough to go because I couldn't take the time to get over to Sacramento. So if you'd like to tell us
what
happened, that'd be great.
I would. Just for the record, we came to clear the room.
Is this on? There. I would just add, Gary kind of characterized some of the outcome of that 1.5-day incredibly compressed process. The facilitation was conducted by Sac State program, and very impressive. And they were serious about the timeline and the schedule that they set up, and they stuck to it. I think they finished 15 minutes early in a, I think it was like a 12-hour work program. But what I took away from that is that there is a real interest in the Water Board playing a more proactive role in terms of setting policy that anticipates and considers, what the state of California is really dealing with. And I think that came across loud and clear in terms of population growth. And, of course, being a coastal region, I also took away the fact that the regional boards that are in the coastal zone or have jurisdiction over the coastal zone are going to have a greater role to play in terms of fulfilling the state's strategies to maximize its resources and control nearshore impacts. And I've had a chance to give that feedback, in the process of gathering kind of the future of policy and how we think the board can move forward effectively. I think the other comment that I heard repeatedly, because they did have us move around throughout the day so that we, at times we were seated with our own tribe, so the ag folks were at one table and industry and water suppliers, small government, and then at other times of the day they had us all circulating around. And one of the things that I heard, a great frustration about the lack of consistency between regions in terms of the way the basin plans are developed and implemented and amended, and in terms of the at the level of enforcement. And I think, that's a real, to me, that just suggests that we need to do a better job of conveying to the public how those processes work and why that kind of difference, regional differences, need to be in the mix of looking at these problems and issues in context of what the communities itself have at play, in terms of not just the political scene, but economics and the cultural and social issues that link in with long-term practices that need to change in an era of sustainable goals and in a situation where we are recognizing more and more the value of water recycling and water policies that assure that we are going to be conserving and protecting water quality. And so I think, the issues that were tapped on through that broad group or the broad interests of the group that they brought together, I think are very valuable. And I hope that, and I want to commend Chair Tam Doduck for her leadership in taking this direction. She was so excited to get the feedback and to see kind of this broader context, and I think it'd be very beneficial to the state board level, and I understand we're going to do it here and I would look forward to that. And I also suggest that we ask for potential attendees for that, our regional meeting, from our board members, to tap into our local kind of knowledge of people who could contribute to looking not only at how the regional board has functioned to this point, but also, you know, how we can integrate what we do in the scheme of things with the actual problems that are being faced.
I think what they're considering is actually a board workshop, so that most of the board would be present, and we would have our local stakeholders come and talk to us and with us about planning issues.
And most of those stakeholders would be on our interested parties list anyway, but if there are particular individuals or groups who the board wants to make sure get invited, make sure and let staff know.
Yeah, if you have, we're actually going to do this. It's in the planning is in the works. We're going to have a mini stakeholder summit on June 6th as part of the board's, what we typically call the off-site meeting. That's that one meeting during the year where we deal with more long-term vision type stuff. So we're going to have the stakeholder meeting, and we're putting together a list of stakeholders to invite and participate. And the facilitators who were at the stakeholder meeting in Sacramento will be helping us with it. We'll do it in this room. We'll set up pods, and it's going to be a very highly organized process that we're going to go through to get their input. And so if you have names of people that you would like to invite to that, please send them to me, and we'll put them on the list.
And before that, the next thing that's happening is the State Board is bringing staff from all the divisions and from the regions to Sacramento in April for a two-day, a similar type of conference
at a staff level. Summit. So we have a stakeholder summit, and we're going to do a staff summit set up the same way and run the same way. And all of this is to update the state's, the Water Board's strategic plan. That's what it's about.
Okay. Mr. Thomas, anything?